Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, you're listening to a sober Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey.
Boo.
And my, are you sober?
Yes.
Husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yeah, we weirdly just sort of tried to discuss what we talked about last week and we couldn't actually remember.
I genuinely can't remember. I just had a little flick through the questions from the public. And I don't know what's in, what's not, what was said.
You were literally like, did I tell you? And you try to say it's sort of coded, so you're not giving it away. But you're like, did I tell you a one about such and such last week? And I was like, I don't know. But I might get a flashback while we're doing it. It was Charlie who edited it last week, and I phoned her, and she said, I said, was it a mess? I'm so sorry. Was it an absolute nightmare? And all she said, very, very diplomatically, she said, it's the most editing I've ever had to do.
Shut
put
up.
It that way.
Did she say that?
She had to take loads of shit out. Oh, just fucking gobbledygook and we see what we want. Take that out, you'll get cancelled. All right then. Thank you.
Don't have any real opinions. Don't say what you think.
Definitely not when you're pissed.
No,
definitely
absolutely.
Not when you're pissed.
The worst time to do it, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's always like, the truth comes out.
It's a truth serum.
The truth comes out when you're drunk. No, the truth of you as an arsehole comes out when you're drunk,
that
which
is
isn't
true.
Your truth.
I'm it's a nice drunk. Speak for yourself.
You're all right.
No, I'm all right. Some people are vile, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Some people have a drink and you're like, oh, shut up.
Oh, God, yeah. Blokes who want to fight everyone.
Yes,
I mean, we've all been there. When you're younger, though, and you get pissed, you're always like, I'll fight everyone. I mean, some people aren't, but I think I definitely was because I used to think I was
a boxer. Were you actually?
I used to box, didn't I? So I'll go box on a Friday night, then I'll go out and be like, I'm a boy. Like, I'm so glad no one ever took us up on it because I'd have got fucking murdered outside the chip shop.
You're not meant to take your sport any further than that, though, are you? You're meant to leave it at
discipline.
There.
A discipline. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking like 17, like an idiot. But and people who just start crying get really upset
crying.
Yeah. So happy days.
Yep.
But you are. I've always said this. You are a very, very good drunk. You're a lovely drunk.
It's because it's never out my system.
Yeah. Just topping yourself back up.
That's a lot. I haven't had a drink for two. Oh, I did. Have a jump. Oh, shit.
You literally
had a gin and tonic last
night. Fucking
they don't count.
Yeah, maybe. They do hydrate you quite a bit. The tonic's hydrate, isn't it? Or have I made that up?
I don't know.
But yeah, you came in drunk the other night, last Thursday night, I think. You came in, you'd been out with your friends. You came in, you and Robin fell asleep on the sofa.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and then woke you up and we sat and watched Taskmaster together, didn't we?
Look at you. Had to shoehorn it in there. Well, talk about your other show.
Just the fact that I had to wake you up to go, it's on, you know? And you're like, all right.
I came home for it.
Oh, all right, man.
It's a commitment. I've enjoyed it a lot, actually.
Oh, it's a great show.
It's really good. Very bit weird.
Very weird.
Weird show.
Very weird.
Because I've never fully really watched it.
Yeah.
Not because I haven't wanted to, only because you've never let us, because you haven't been on it for years. And
I will happily say, I've told everyone on the show, and I will tell everyone in the world, our management company make it, and it's absolutely up my street and 100% my bag,
yeah,
baby.
Massively.
And it's something 13 bastard fucking seasons to get us on. Of course! Of course I wasn't going to sit and watch every other fucking comic I know doing a show that I love to do. Oh, okay, come on in, everyone. Have sex with me wife. I'll just watch it happen. Fuck that.
Some people do that.
Yeah, no, I'm all right for that. But the thing is, right, What's weird is the whole team who do it are brilliant. I can't stress enough how incredible the entire team behind it are. Not just on camera, all the people behind, the people who think of the tasks and stuff. Yeah. When we were at the British Comedy Awards, they all walked in, because obviously Taskmaster won an award. They all walked in, and I went up to them, and I was like, do you know when you all walked in, I got a really funny feeling in my stomach, because I thought I was going to have to do something really fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
They literally walked in, and I was like, oh God, what are they going to make us do? Oh no, it's just an awards. Hi, guys.
I'm yet to get a review from me nana.
From Taskmaster?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she'll have got it.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be frustrating.
None of your family thought I'd be on every week.
Oh, yeah, they were all congratulating you. Like, well done, because you won the first task. And I was like, it's on for, how long is it on
Eight
for?
8 weeks, I think.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
They might not watch the full thing.
That's absolutely fine.
Who knows? Yeah,
that's absolutely fine. My mum did the same. She said, brilliant, you are great. Really weird show. I was like, yeah, it's not for you. My auntie's texted us 3 or 4
times.
So
did your mum think it was finished? You were away for weeks.
Yeah, honestly, no one listens to me.
No one gives a shit.
No one
you were hardly here. You were like between your tour. Yeah. You were doing that. We couldn't tell anyone. But you told family, I think, didn't you? Or were you not allowed? I can't remember.
I don't know. Again, my mum and dad don't even listen to this. I don't think they give a fuck.
I don't think they knew.
I don't think they care. Really strange.
They do care, I think.
I don't think they care. I don't think they care at all. Holidays are back on the cards for my mum and dad now, so we'll not see the bastards for dust.
They've booked a lot.
That'll be it.
They have booked a lot.
Cruises and all kinds, greedy sods.
Better get your print. Better get some ink in that printer. You're going to be getting asked to do a lot of printing, a lot of forms to print out.
Yeah.
Even though, when I went to France just recently, I filled out loads of forms, printed off loads of shit. Did I get asked? Did I? Bollocks. I didn't get asked for nothing, which was infuriating, Chris, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
To the point where I actually said to someone, do you need to see this? And they went, no. And I went,
oh, you're
just fluent.
Oh, wow. Well done.
We? No. Thank you.
Well done. Look at you.
Ask Robin what exit is and he'll tell you.
Yeah.
Sorty.
Brilliant. Guys, it is episode 164. Oh, that's embarrassing. No, it is. It's episode 164. Thank you so much for tuning in and coming back, you wonderful people. And without any further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor, Rosie, you're going to love it. This week's sponsor is getting out of breath doing stuff that shouldn't get you out of breath.
Can I guess the first one?
Yeah.
Is it walking up the stairs?
No, because I think that could get you out of breath. It's stairs. You're propelling your entire body all the way up.
They're not that big, though.
Small mountain.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to land in halfway on ours. We don't even have a full set of stairs in our house. You can have a little rest halfway. Rest. Yeah.
There is actually a bench there as well.
There is a bench,
for that purpose.
There's a bench. There's a little water dispenser, little protein bar machine.
There's a lady there with hot towels. I wish.
Yeah, she's costing us a fortune. We need to get rid of her. So what it made us think, it was just today, you just made us a lovely little chicken salad thing. I washed the skillet, the pan that you opted to use.
Mm.
I had to fucking sit down.
What do you mean?
Getting all the burnt chicken off the skillet. Rosie, I had to sit down afterwards. I was fucked.
But you didn't leave it to steep.
I left it to steep. It was
how long for?
Carnage. About an hour, half an hour, something I absolutely did. Don't start telling me about time in this house, right?
I don't feel like you've left. Why is it a beef?
Because I don't want to waste a beef. Hold on, is it this week's beef? No, it's not. You're like a time bandit. It's so weird.
What does that even mean? Right, why am I time bandit?
Because you go, right, so first, it was going to be a beef in a few weeks' time, but fuck it, I'm going to use it now. Here, early beef, guys. Roll up. So basically, what will happen is, we'll be packing the car to go somewhere, and I'll go out and I'll stick these things in the car, and you go, no, don't do that now, do this instead. And I go, right, and I do something else, and then literally 30 seconds later, you go, then things in the car. And I go, you told me not to put them in. You go, well, I thought you were going to put them in. I go, well, when? When was the allocated time?
Why can't you do enough stuff?
Admit it. You do it all. You do it when I'm getting ready.
Admitting to nothing.
You do it if, like,
Your Honor,
something
I admit
like,
to nothing.
Something like, and I'll talk about this in a bit, right? Because I'm going to come back.
What the hell?
I nearly died yesterday, right? Something like, I had to put the bouncy castle away yesterday.
How did you nearly
We've got like
die?
A mini bouncy castle thing. The bouncy castle was windy. I'll talk about that later.
Oh,
I had to put
it.
I go outside to do it.
Breath.
I go, so I will go to do a task that you have no frame of reference for, but you will allocate a magical, extremely short amount of time
take. Right, okay. I'll tell you the time that I allocate is the time it would take me to do it.
How the fuck do you know how long it would take you to put them two bouncy castles away?
I've done it before.
In the wind, you can piss off. I nearly died yesterday. It was, honestly, I thought this is the end.
Like, I wasn't talking about the bouncy castle. I was talking about packing the car.
It's all, but if you tell us not to do it.
You're just doing stuff, man.
No,
you do.
You think I'm quicker than I should be, and you tell me not to do stuff, and then go, why is that not done?
No, Chris, listen, I'm going to stop this now, because this will be painful to listen to.
Right, listen, number two.
This is the introduction.
I know, number two in the sponsors list of things that get you out of breath that shouldn't. All right. Arguing with your wife. I'm fucking goosed.
Do you only have one thing?
No.
Right, come on, I want to hear
genuinely,
some
genuinely, if I'm ever wearing, I've got these Red Wing boots, if I'm wearing boots, tying the laces on my boots. Putting them, bending down and putting the laces through the little eye socket things, the eye holes, whatever they're called, and tying the boots. Absolutely knackered. Putting the kids in the car.
Oh, exhausting.
Robin in the car.
Horrible.
Put Rafe in the car, turn around. I walk around the back of the car, and then I sit in, and I'd sit in the chair, and I go, oh.
Yeah. Another thing which is exhausting, just holding a baby, right, and them grabbing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then touching your face and grabbing your head. And just, it's just like, fuck me.
I don't know.
Grabbing shit.
How do babies, I don't know if we spoke about this before. How do they manage to propel themselves downward? How do they manage to make gravity more? You know when you're holding a baby and a baby wants to get to the floor and it just makes itself heavier somehow?
Oh, it's exhausting.
Like, it's like a fucking Jedi. It reaches, like Rafe does it. He reaches for the floor and somehow pulls himself to the floor by sheer will alone. And I'm like, how are you? This is, you're defying physics. How are you going down? Doesn't make sense.
You're so right. How do you drag yourself down?
You know when he goes floor, and you're like, the fuck's happening? This baby just got heavier.
He's now, he doesn't want to get in a pram anymore. So he does the, have you not seen him yet?
No.
So he tried putting him in his put, because he started walking, right. And he thinks he's the best walker since sliced bread.
And he's, you are, sorry.
Not.
Sorry. Guys. Everyone, can we just take a moment to hear what Rosie's just said about our own child, our youngest, our second born, our own flesh and blood. Fucking look at him, man. Thinks he's the best fucking walker in the world. How? Newsflash, dickhead. Newsflash. People have been walking long before you, and they'll be walking when you're gone, mate.
It's an Olympic sport, Rafe. You're not that good.
What are you talking about?
I don't know why it came out weird. Anyway, he just loves walking now that he's found out he can do it. And he won't get in his pushchair, so he does the old straight back routine. Straight back, and just like you try to push him in, he's just having none of it.
Yeah.
So then you look like an absolute lunatic trying to put your kid in a pushchair, and everyone's staring at you, and it's just...
The straight back's hilarious. It's amazing. It wedges his head on the top of the pushchair, feet on the bottom, and you cannot push the pelvis. The pelvis will not go in.
Same with the car seat as well.
Yeah.
Honestly. Such a weird age.
Look at the fucking strut on him, man. Thinks he's a fucking class walker, him.
Oh, don't, because I feel terrible, because he is doing very well.
Oh, 14-month-old. Who the fuck do you think you are? Crawl again. Get down on your hands and knees where you belong. Honestly, Rosie, that might be one of the worst things anyone's ever said about their child. Thinks he's the best walker.
Don't do that.
I know what you mean. He puts his little hands up and he's like, yay.
I love him so much. But sometimes I feel terrible.
Don't worry about anything. It's a joke. It's a joke.
You know, I would literally jump in front of the bus
for me. And when we get divorced, I will play this at the hearing. And I will get full custody. Not because I want full custody, but just to annoy you.
You would hate full custody.
Honestly,
if we ever split up, you'll be like,
Who's fighting for
80-20?
In your favour, Fuck yeah. Christ. Yeah. I'll have weekends if I haven't got plans. I'll have the money pop to the shop.
How often do you see your dad? Half an hour a week. We're both joking.
Play that jingle.
You're not joking.
Well, I know, but I've got to tell them I'm joking so I don't get in trouble.
You disappear. You disappear off the face of the earth.
I'd be off on my bike.
You would.
So I just took off on my bicycle.
You'd marry your bike.
Jingle?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. As always, it's Geetlush to have you back.
It really is, and I've changed my chair.
You have.
Just in
I don't
the
like
it. Oh, it's really good. So I've changed my chair because my chair, I don't know if anyone can hear it.
You can hear it. It's squeaking.
It's really irritating. Mm. So I've changed to a wooden chair that was in the corner that had a lamp on, and there's a cushion on it. And it's like that police tactic when they're interviewing people where your chair is much lower than mine now when I'm interrogating you. So you're like, your chair's much lower now.
Do I feel intimidated? Do I? Ball. I'm not intimidated.
Not any more than usual. I'm on a big lovely chair now. It's got arms. It's wooden in it. Look at how much I'm moving. Guys, you can't tell, but I'm moving so much and there's no creaking. So you're all welcome. So there we go. So much going on.
Great. Jesus.
What has been going on? It's been Easter.
Easter, yeah.
Easter. It's good.
Holidays, it. Easter holidays.
Yes, we had some friends round.
Terrible.
You haven't enjoyed it.
What, the Easter holidays?
Yeah. No, just the Easter bit. You like eggs.
Yeah, I like Easter eggs, but I'm trying to be really good. So actually, they're filled with guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt-ridden Easter eggs.
Where do you get them ones? Can I get the ones? They've got chocolate buttons inside. No, can I get the ones with guilt in, please? Yeah. You got them? I had a full Easter egg the other night. I don't know how you do it.
What?
Because you bang on about Easter eggs so much, and Easter egg chocolate is lovely, but I can only have a. I'm gonna sound like a person who ate. I can only have a couple of bits. Easter egg out of the fridge the other day, and I sat near it when watching the telly, and I felt I was gonna die.
I've seen you eat 3 cupcakes.
Yes.
In a row.
Yes. Yes.
So you need, right, but you can't eat a full Easter egg.
No, because it's too much of the same thing. It's too much of the same thing.
Honestly, I hate it when you do shit like, I just can't eat a full Easter egg.
It's too much of the same thing. What, is this a new motivational class that you're doing? You can't. Yes, you can. You can eat a full Easter egg. You believe in yourself.
Actually, just to... I know we're skipping a bit ahead here, mm-hmm. but I just thought, since we're talking about Easter. Yeah. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just a quick question for you. What is the strangest on-the-go snack you've ever eaten in public yourself or witnessed someone eat, right? This question came to mind as last week on my way home from work on the Glasgow subway, I saw a young professional, right? A young professional-looking guy eating a full-blown Easter egg straight out of the box. He'd obviously cracked it beforehand and was just eating big shards of the chocolate piece by piece while staring into space.
Oh, I think that's great. Good for him. He's having a nice day.
Well, she said, I couldn't decide if I respected his bold choice of on-the-go snack or felt sorry for him. Did he have a bad day? Bearing in mind, this was more than 2 weeks before Easter. Oh, brilliant. Right, okay. So... he's gone rogue.
It's the first one he's seen in the
yeah,
shop.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it? He's lost
yeah.
His mind.
Well, they're in ages beforehand. I've done it myself. Definitely won't be the worst thing you could witness someone eating in public. But aren't Easter eggs one of those things you gorge on in private at home? No, absolutely not.
I honestly, she has got a point. Like, I've never seen someone eating an Easter egg out and about. I've never seen someone sitting eating a full Easter egg on a train. I would have been fucking mesmerised if I'd seen him eating
a full
Easter
egg. I've never either. But I love it though.
Yeah, but she's hitting the nail on the head. That's incredible, that. Yeah, just sitting there. Did he have a bad day or did he have a really good day?
Who knows, eh?
Was it celebratory or was it commiseratory?
I think, well, I'm not being funny, right? Easter eggs nowadays, not as expensive as they used to be.
Well, it's because you don't get a fucking mug anymore. Remember when you got a mug with every single one? It was amazing. The world was incredible.
Maybe we were just kids and everything was more expensive as kids. But I remember, or maybe it's my mum just telling us everything was really expensive, so I didn't ask.
Yeah.
But I remember eggs being being about 4 or 5 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a pound.
Yeah.
They're a pound. It's class.
But I mean, you don't remember that you'd get a cream egg one. You would get mugs. Sometimes you get egg cups with them. We had loads of mugs in the house. Like,
well, I must have told you before though. I got a bit sick of Easter eggs.
Right.
So we didn't get many when we were kids. We used to get like one off me mum, one off me nana's, and that was it. Maybe it's one at school if you won a competition
That quadrupled. Didn't get many, and then it went from one.
Oh,
to
I'm
four.
Sorry. Have you seen how many Easter eggs kids get nowadays?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's stupid. So I ended up saying to my mum, as much as I love Easter eggs, I knew that I could get more in a big slab of chocolate.
Yes, I think you've told
I've
me
said
this.
That before. Yeah, yeah. So a couple of years I said, amazing. I'll forego the egg and the packaging.
Sitting there with with the scales out. Kate, can you pass me that? I've got it. Kate, Kevin, gather around. We're being fucking mugged off here. Like, you seeing this?
Go make some crispy cakes out of that.
250 grams. 250 grams at least here.
Yeah. Nightmare. Go make some crispy cakes, see how far you get. Eh? Four at most, if you want them fully coated.
Cool.
If you want them dry as sticks, use your Easter egg.
Yeah, great.
That's upsetting, isn't it?
What?
Chocolate cornflake cakes or crispy cakes when there's hardly any chocolate.
Oh, if you can still see the colour of the original cereal, get it out my face.
Sandra all over
it. Out my face.
That was my childhood.
Really?
Well, I eke it out.
Watering it down. Put some more water in the chocolate.
Mum. It's not binding. It'll be fine.
It's not binding.
Use our Kevin's tears. but no, Easter's canny. We had a nice weekend. We had friends over, which was nice.
That was lovely, yeah. Didn't just to go back to snacks, didn't your mom eat a yogurt walking through the street with her finger once?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't imagine that.
No, that is a true story. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it was a mint Aero or something.
And have I told you about the comedian I know? I don't know if I, again, apologies. We've said so much fucking shit on here, I can't remember. But there's a comedian I know who tries to eat quite healthy when he's on tour.
Mm.
And he goes to Marks and Spencer's and gets a bag of salad from Marks and Spencer's. Yeah. He's told me this before. And he'll open the bag of salad and pour either a tin of sardines or a tin of tuna in, shake it up, and then just eat the sardines and tuna out of the bag.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Does he live in a world where there's no bowls? What's the matter with him?
Sometimes if you're a service stationer, maybe at a hotel back in the day, or, you know, maybe you're in a travel lodge, I don't know what, or maybe there's just the hotel that the venue's put up in, or, you know, maybe it's late at night. I don't know, you know. Obviously, I mean, you would probably rather go to a... Let's imagine it's a moment where there's no... Well, yeah, but being healthy is really hard on the road. And let's also imagine it's a scenario where there's no restaurant to go to where you could just take a... Otherwise, you would just go there and get a salad, I assume. He's not hard up.
Right.
So...
It's still really depressing. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not sticking up. It's still one of the worst. I mean, it's still one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
But the world's getting a bit better. There is other ways. You can buy a salad that's already prepared.
Well,
that's the saddest salad in the world. What's he using his fingers?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, true, no.
Yeah.
How big's the salad as well? You get a lot of leaves in a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Not yet. His name's Alan Cochrane. I don't know if you mind saying that. He's the Cockerel from Frank Skinner's radio show on Absolute Radio. Fantastic comic, but yeah.
I need to know more about this. Does he buy any balsamic vinegar? Is there a dressing?
I've got no idea.
It's just oily as out. Oh, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Has he had tomatoes? Is there a bit of spring onion in there? No?
I don't know.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. My friend in particular this weekend reminded me of a story that you hadn't heard, that I'd forgot, which is just incredible. I feel like our listeners need to hear it.
Right. Yes, so, I agree.
My mate Michael was 18 years old and he was in Magaluf with his mates.
Mm-hmm.
All the lads, they'd been out on a night out. All the lads went down for food or down to the pool or whatever they were doing. And he stayed in the room asleep because he's rubbish with hangovers. He's genuinely pathetic.
Gets very ill, doesn't he?
Yeah. And the maid came in while he was asleep. And he was sort of half drifting in and out of sleep. And she cleaned the room and he stayed there on the bed, hung over as fuck. There was two beds in the room he was in. She made the bed next to him, then picked him up, cradled and picked up an 18-year-old man and put him on top of the other bed while she changed the sheets on the bed he'd been on and then put him back into the bed he'd been on and tucked him in.
What? I don't...
Unbelievable.
What? Can we give her a little clap? Because that is going above and beyond.
Absolutely phenomenal.
What?
She must have been strong. Strong.
She was pretty 18-year-old. Silly.
I can barely carry Robin upstairs.
Yeah, when he's
when
asleep.
He's asleep on the, when he falls asleep
but
on
the... But why wouldn't you just leave... What? Right, I wouldn't have done it if someone was in the room.
No, no
first
chance.
Off.
I don't have to do that one.
And why... Yeah. You must be buzzing. If your work's a maid, right, and someone's in the room during the day, room service,
Yeah.
Oh, they're in. There's one room. Get in. 100%. I'd be absolutely chuffed a bit.
Well,
sorry.
No.
Just if you ever, when we go to these nice hotels and that in London, and they come and they knock on the door and they're like, "Turn, do you want turn down?" Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm all right." And you can see the happiness over their face. And they're like, "Do you want some extra water?" And I'm like, "Yeah, get some extra water."
Just give us the water. Yeah. Hand us the water and leave.
And they're just buzzing. I think, you know what? I feel like I've made your day a little bit there. Because if I'd have said yes, you'd have gone, right.
I find the turn down service to be... how ridiculous to go, yes, I would like the turn down service, and stand in the room and watch them pull the quilt down a little bit and then put the slippers next to your bed and
go,
thanks for that. Like, oh, fucking
hell. Well, it's like so yeah, I don't know if this is the same thing because I know that my mum would never take a turn down service because she'd be like, no, don't be daft, what are you doing? Yeah. But she will take anything else free.
Anything free.
When we went to France a couple of weeks ago, we'd just eaten, right? I made sandwiches.
Right.
I made sandwiches for the plane because you can take food on now, which I think is just amazing. So I made all sandwiches. We had a little packed lunch, right? We were on the flight. We flew with Air France. I've never flew with Air France before.
Air France?
Mm-hmm, it was nice. You get a free sandwich.
Right.
Sandra, with a sandwich in her hand, saw everyone else getting free sandwiches, put it away.
She's a disgrace.
Took three free sandwiches.
She's a disgrace.
And took
Is this the jambon sandwich that was in a plastic container that was in our fridge for three days?
No, that was from the airport.
Rank that, by the way.
Yeah.
Rank.
Why?
It looked like a Rustler's burger in one of them plastic packets, but it was a ham sandwich in a plastic.
Ham and cheese sandwich.
Horrendous.
Loads of ham and cheese, are they?
Oh, they fucking love it.
Love these.
It looked absolutely horrendous.
But
slander. It's not all the loads of other things. France, the best, one of the best fucking cuisine countries on earth, and you have just blanket statement ham and cheese sandwiches is all they eat. Apologise to everyone in France.
I'm so sorry.
Fucking disgraceful.
I don't think we can do that.
No, you can't, of course you can. Don't worry, France, I've got your back. It's all they eat.
Just ham and cheese everywhere. And I don't like cheese.
Yeah.
So I was already, you know, worn down. Anyway, she took the free sandwiches and they stayed in the fridge. I think she might eat them. I think the Burns ate them.
Yeah.
But it's just one of them things. It's just
she
like,
takes anything
just
free.
Anything
crazy.
For free.
Anything for free.
Mm.
I told you, tote bag. She's a maniac. Now listen, I've got a theory now because my mate was picked up by a maid,
mm-hmm.
because I've seen, you know, I've spent a lot of my life in hotels.
Mm.
I genuinely think the way that porn lies to us all the time, I don't think anyone in the entire world has ever had sex with a maid in a hotel. Ever. Ever. In the world.
What do you mean?
Ever
like a bit like a plumber when a plumber comes round.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But you know how like in porn it's like the maid will come round and the maid will be doing the hotel room and it's like, oh, I need a hand with that.
Right.
No, I'm telling you right now, no one. Email in shagmindandon@gmail.com.
Well, if you are a maid, right, okay. I disagree. I think somebody has.
Honestly,
I think a lot of people have.
I think they're lying. And I'm going to tell you right now, everyone who emails, you might as well not even email in because I'm just telling you you're lying. I think it's one of them myths that it's a skeet hard fucking job, a full fucking room and then a full floor or whatever, how many bits they've got themselves. There's no chance. There is no chance
a
maid is taking time out of her day to have sex with some fucking
person. It would be a bloke. It would be a man cleaner.
A man cleaner.
Mm.
Right.
They would.
Right.
You're right, actually, a woman wouldn't, no, because they'd be like, are you actually mad? I've got a list to stick to. You're rotten.
I've got 15, 18-year-old boys to move from bed to bed around there. Joking, aren't you? I'm fucking knackered.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, actually. Because I'm just thinking of the world that we're living in, the stuff we get sent in. I think, well, it might have happened, but nah, you're right.
Honestly, genuinely, at the risk of sounding like a pervert here, email in if you're a maid who's on there.
You're right. I wouldn't. If I was doing that job, I wouldn't a million years.
It's just a thing. It's just a thing that popped in my head. So I'm looking forward to being proved wrong. Or right. More right.
Mm-hmm. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Ladies first.
Oh, okay. Me first. My beef with you, Christopher Ramsey, is you frequently love to just remind me that there's no towel in the downstairs loo.
Yeah, because you like to remove the towel without replacing the towel.
To wash it.
Yeah, but you're removing it without replacing it. Removing the towel, half of the job is replacing the towel.
No.
What am I doing? Stand there drying my hands on toilet roll like I'm in a Pizza Express toilet where the fucking blower doesn't work. Eh? In me own home.
So annoying.
Right.
You'll do it like four or five times, and I'm like, just get a towel.
Put one back.
Because I haven't done it yet.
But do you understand? When I come in, you have taken that towel out
because it needs cleaned.
You
think there's a magic fairy in this house who does all the washing?
No,
I swear to God.
No, I don't, because I've seen the piles of washing. I know she's fucking. I tell you what, she's a lazy fucking bitch. If there is a magic fairy, she wants her fucking wages cut because the washing in that back room is
a nightmare. She's very
good.
Busy. Washing hand towels.
You take that towel out, so you know that that towel has gone. Mm. When I go in, I don't walk into a bathroom and go, oh, but I check there's a towel first. I go and I use the toilet, then I start washing my hands, then I go, oh, fucking hell, there's no towel. So
why can't you get the towel?
Because I don't know there's a towel until I need the towel.
Why do you have to tell us, though?
I don't, I ask
no,
you.
No, you don't. Why is there no towel in here? Where's this towel?
Yeah.
Get it, towel! Get it yourself!
Why? I'm not the one who took it out.
Do you
understand?
Chris,
it's like if you take the bins out, half of the job of taking the bins out is to put the new bin liner in the bin and not just leave it, right? So if you're getting rid of that towel, half of that job is to put another towel back. You can't just go, that towel's dirty, and get rid and go, oh, well, there's just no towel there now. Better no towel than a dirty towel. It's ridiculous.
It's kind of what I do.
You're in the wrong.
I disagree. Sort of.
Noted, but you're wrong.
Maybe what I might do is leave clean hand towels in the bathroom downstairs.
Again, I've always said, we'll go to your auntie and uncle's house. They've got a little basket with a load of flannels in.
Oh, it's too much washing.
Posh, man.
Don't know how she's doing
Love
that.
Love going to their toilet.
I know, it is nice, but at the same time, it's horrible. Because I think, who's washing these?
Yeah, well, I suppose if you just wait and wash them all in one go, loads of little flannels is the same as one towel.
No, my brain doesn't go
come
that.
On,
no,
fuck, come on.
Absolutely. Come on. Oh, we'll be sharing that communal towel and it'll be 3 months. The same one.
Rosie, why is there no flannels in the downstairs toilet?
Get them yourself. They're in the flannel basket. Wait, what's your beef with me? Because I'm slowly pissed off here. Getting more and more pissed off.
So, my beef with you is, yes. And you do this regularly, and again, I don't know if it's something, I may have touched on it at some point, I'm officially putting it down as a beef, right?
Right.
You claim to have no opinion on certain things that I ask you. No opinion at all, Chris, I'm not bothered. To the point where you'll shout at us, and you'll go, I'm not bothered, why are you asking us that? I'm not bothered. I'm not, Chris, stop asking us that. I'm not bothered. If you're going to do it, just do it. Just stop it. Just do it. I'm not bothered. Why are you asking me? To that point where you're genuinely arguing with us. And then I'll go ahead and do the thing. And then you will come in and throw opinions at us of why the thing shouldn't have been done or should have been done in a different way. Yesterday, when I moved the office table from one room to the other room and moved a sofa from downstairs and did a bit of rejigging around and asked you 3 or 4 times, should I definitely do this? Should I do this? And
right.
You went, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered.
Right.
I'm not bothered. And then you came in and went, shouldn't have done this night. I don't know why I've moved all these.
Right, okay.
Rubbish.
No, that's a terrible example.
Right.
I wasn't bothered if you did it or not, but I'm going to tell you whether I look shit or not, and it looks shit.
Wow.
Why do you need me to go give you the green light?
You then come in and give us the fucking reverse light.
In everyday life, you always ask me what you should do constantly.
Because you're hard. Constantly. You're hard to live with, mate. You're hard to live with. You come
and
back
I don't
and go,
care.
Yeah, I go, should I wear these? Do these? What should I wear? Oh, man, I'm not bothered. What you got them on for?
Oh, nah.
What you got them on for?
It's not true.
It is like.
Literally need to come off here because I'm going to get annoyed.
Really? I've just hit my finger off.
Good. Ah, there's the fairies getting you back.
Your finger off.
Karma, bitch.
Right. I'm just going to nip the toilet. Is there a towel in the downstairs?
No. I don't think there is yet, actually.
No, there is. I'll put one there. Put one there. Like a martyr. Like a martyr that I am.
See?
You know what's going to annoy you, though? It's a full-size towel.
Oh.
It's not a hand towel. It's a bath towel.
Why?
Because I feel like there's more surface area, so it'll take longer for it to get dirty. So you got to start.
It's going to take longer to dry.
You got to start from the corners in. You're drying your hands on it.
Can you let Robin know? Because he's the nightmare.
Oh, he's lord of his own with towels, that kid.
You noticed that when you sit on the toilet, I mean, I don't know if you sit on the toilet much as I do.
I do sit down to poo, I've got to be
Stinks.
Honest with you.
Stinks.
Yeah.
It pisses everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So he's got it in his head that he likes pissing with no hands.
Oh, because he doesn't want to wash his hands.
So he just everywhere.
I've seen him. So
like a fireman's hose in a cartoon that no one's got hold of.
Yeah, he doesn't touch his you know what at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him, and then he finishes and I go, can you, one, before you start, lift the seat up. I've tried to teach him. He's not listening at all. Then I'm like, wash your hands. And he goes, I haven't touched myself.
Yeah, I haven't touched anything. I didn't touch it.
I'm like, oh, you're not a magician, mate. You're allowed to touch it. Wash your hands, you lazy little
shit. Thinks he's the best pisser in the world. People have been pissing before you. And they'll be pissing when you come. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. Rosie, over to you with this week's correspondence.
Correspondence. I like that. Hi, Rosie and Chris. In line with the shit-stained kilt stories...
Fantastic.
I wanted to share another bodily fluid wedding mishap.
Brilliant.
I was attending a wedding last summer and my friend was wearing a full-length tight dress, so decided to not wear any underwear with it. She didn't want a VPL.
Visible panty line. For those who don't know what them letters mean.
Just to let everyone know as well, I've had a visible panty line for years.
Okay.
And I'm embracing it. You can see the full thing. You can see the line of the little crotch bit of the fabric. You can see the outline of the knickers. I don't care anymore. Yeah.
You see the little sticker where you put your name in the back.
Yeah, see everything. See everything. It's horrible. Just quickly speaking of all that kind of stuff, can you untell Robin to whenever Rafe's had a poo, feel his nappy for the poo? Because happening all the time
now.
Yeah,
so your beef with me the other week was that I feel his nappy for the poo instead of sniffing it. Because I don't like sticking my face right in because it stinks of shit because it's shit. But you can feel when he's had a shit because you can feel it. So yeah, Robin.
Robin now does that.
I went
to
Robin the other day. I was like, can you feel the poo? And he's obsessed with it. He loves it. Loves it when Rafe's had a poo. It's great.
During the meal, she said she was feeling a little wet down below.
Christ alive.
Yeah.
Who's saying that to during the meal? Are you enjoying that? By the way, I'm feeling fucking sodden down here.
This lamb is unbelievable.
What, there's a cheese board?
Stick your toffee butter!
Fuck's sake.
So true. Why during the meal? Why would you tell anyone? Right. Oh, anyway,
women, you will tell each other anything. It's crazy, crazy.
Would I tell my friends? Yeah, I would probably. I mean, I would just sort it out, I think. But I've said this before. I wouldn't go Nicholas because I know that I'm a bit dischargey.
Brilliant. So is it during the meal dischargey? So it's not a sexual thing. It's not like having a semi.
No.
Right. Okay.
What, juice flowing?
Yeah, yeah.
If she's young,
right,
then she'll be juicy. This is anatomy.
Right, you mean like, you know, early 20s or whatever?
Yeah.
Right, okay, Jesus.
Do you see Lucy? Oh, and I've just and you see Lucy.
This is horrible.
Walking down the street.
So it's not like going to your mate, Gary, I've got a semi on. It's like just something that happens.
It's just life. It's just, it's like a bit like sweating. This is why I never understand when women nugget, got no knickers on. I'm like, that's manky.
Hey. Didn't wipe me arse this morning.
Well, awful.
Hands up who hasn't brushed their teeth. Me.
I don't know. I know it's possibly deemed sexy.
I don't know how it's deemed sexy. How in a rush are you to have sex as well? Hey, I'm not wearing any knickers. Fucking jackpot. That'll save 0.3 seconds when we go for it. God, what am I going to use by that time? I might learn a new language.
You're so right. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Have you seen crotchless knickers? They're even worse.
What's the point in that?
But utterly pointless, Chris.
Chocolate fire guard, anyone?
Yeah.
Chocolate fire guard? Okay, now.
Oh, God, we are so
old.
Lame.
We are old and lame and uncool. Do you know what? If you're somewhere and your lass is turning you and go, I've got no niggas on, and you're you bloody enjoy yourselves, right?
Imagine what would turn you on probably is me going to you going, Chris, I've got new niggas on.
Chris, throwing away me old niggas. Come on!
I think underwear is quite sexy.
Not yours, but you can buy it.
But I think underwear is sexier than no... Get lost. I've got some nice underwear. I think underwear is sexier than no underwear.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Underwear, yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. But so what would be the what? All right then. So what would be the alternative if she's wearing a figure hugging dress where you could blatantly see her knickers, to just have a knicker shown?
I mean, you could, or you could buy like Spanx, or there is kind of special underwear that you can get without any sort of like lines on.
Right, okay.
There is stuff you could do.
Or
but...
you could go Nicholas and ruin everyone's dinner.
Well, yeah, or you know, sodden your chair at the nice venue. Should we crack on? Because we haven't even heard
this
the rest.
Is horrible.
Okay. So during the meal, she said she was feeling a little wet.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So,
good.
Guessing the.
Yeah. That's me done with my soup, waiter. Take this. You can take that away.
That best man is absolutely gorgeous. So when we finished our food, we headed to the loo so she could give herself a wipe down.
Phenomenal.
Together.
Group trip. Yeah, yeah. Everyone.
Us girls straight together. Us. Juicy Lucy's.
You all get the round in. We're all going to dab her fanny. Yeah, red wine, and she's on the rosé, and she's gin and tonic.
Is there any babies here? Any nappies? And all wet wipes? Right. Ooh. On checking out her backside in the mirror, she noticed that some of her lady juice had came through on the back of her dress and had left a dry, crusty white patch.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Wear a pair of kegs. At this point, the bride's auntie noticed what was going on and insisted on helping her remove the stain, not taking no for an answer.
I know.
She was scratching and scrubbing away at the stain before sniffing her fingers and saying, "Ey, love, you must have sat in some cheesecake." Oh, God.
Oh, fucking hell.
As you can imagine, I was completely gone at this point and had no choice but to run away, cheesecake, pissing myself laughing. Turns out her auntie was a bit of a dick, so that just added to my amusement.
Wow.
So that begs a question. What's your favourite cheesecake?
Wow. New York cheesecake. Plain and simple.
I'm gonna go with vaginal cheesecake.
Well, you know, each to his own. Each to their own.
Don't actually like cheesecake.
That's hilarious. Oh my God. I thought you were going to say she licked her hand and did that thing where she kept
licking
her hand.
No, thankfully not. But scratched still scratching and scrubbing.
Do you not think it's a bit fucking invasive to go to someone else? Oh, you got a stain on you. I'll just scratch this and sniff it,
Chris,
and deduce what I think it is myself.
I have absolutely met so many people who would do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I 100% can see someone who would do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh, I thought
just
you
in
at
my
me.
Mind, knowing there is people out there who would do it.
Scratching someone. I genuinely, I don't know, this is a really strange thing, and I think it's very rude to scratch someone else's stain and sniff your finger.
Yeah, I wouldn't
but
be doing it.
I haven't told you what the stain is. It's not doing it.
And I'm not being funny. It's at our fanny.
It's on our arse crack. Yeah.
On our arse.
But how shit is the wedding when there's multiple people in the toilet taking staying off someone's, like the auntie? You, man. Your family members are getting married. Go back out and enjoy the party.
Terrible, terrible wedding.
Honestly. Christ. You got a photo booth? Yeah, we've got a photo. Yeah, you getting the sort of a tuck shop, sweetie pick and mix table? Yeah, yeah. You getting the toilet based group vaginal discharge removal team? Yeah, yeah, we're getting them as well. Yeah, me auntie does it on the cheap mates rates.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My ex-boyfriend got a job as a sports coach, and as a little present, his dad gave him a diary to note down all his shifts and appointments, etc. That's nice.
Yeah.
I saw...
Is it nice?
What? Why?
Don't know. It's just really a bit... There's a little present. His dad got him a diary.
Congratulations on your new job, son. He has a diary to keep all of your information in check.
Okay.
Might have been before phones. I used to love a diary. Remember Filofaxes, man?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dripping.
Sorry. Did the most unorganised person on earth just tell me that you loved a Filofax?
Oh, yeah. It didn't last very long.
Yeah, no. What did you use it as? A fucking paperweight?
No, but I just enjoyed it. I used to love stationery.
Yeah.
When I remembered to bring it to school.
Oh, I forgot me Filofax. You not got your list of stuff to remember? It's in me Filofax. The top of the list of stuff to remember is remember Filofax. What's in me Filofax?
I've just had to write a list on the kitchen bench. I'm so bad.
Not use paper. Bloody, what am I going to have to do? Get a new kitchen bench.
Oh,
eh?
Shut
dad,
up.
Dad.
Shut up.
Dad jokes.
I saw his face drop when he flicked through the diary and he said, "What the actual fuck?"
Ooh.
I was obviously confused to what his issue was with a blank new diary. So I walked over to look. Inside this diary was... What do you think it is?
Oh, so it is a little Rosie's
it
mystery.
It is a little
All
mystery.
Right, then. Inside this diary was. Mm. So he starts giving a new diary. He's opened it up. Well, so my first thought here is his dad got two diaries. He's been given two diaries, but he's already written one of them. And is it something stupid like Shag the Wife Tuesday afternoon written there?
Wow.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Inside this diary was a naked photo of his mom.
Close.
Vagina out the lot.
Vagina out.
Yeah.
So hold on now. So you're saying this might be before phones. So we're talking now, this is also before at-ease home digital photography and printing. So we're talking about this vagina out photo was either a Polaroid or...
Oh, it's been to the shop.
Been to Boots.
Oh. Bearing in mind, it was a recent one and she's in her 60s. I can see why he was horrified, but I never knew she had a good...
Sorry. What? I like the idea of that recent one making it even worse. Just like, oh, what the... Dad, this is Mom's recent vagina. That's a real... That's Mom's vagina within a year or so.
Now? Oh. Give us some 80s pubes, Dad. I mean, I can see why he was horrified, but I never knew she had a boob job and they looked amazing.
Right, okay.
Anyways, he gave
the diary... So she had a look as well then?
She had a good
Brilliant. Man. So, what, the actual fucking showed it around to everyone? Yeah, great. Yeah.
He gave the diary back, photo included, and said, no thanks, Dad, I'll just use my calendar on my phone. And nothing else was said.
Brilliant, so it wasn't before phone. So, yeah, again, pointless fucking... I stand correct.
What?
Pointless fucking present. He's got a phone.
But why was there a picture? Is that like some sort of weird torture?
I think his dad's just, yeah.
To your kids?
His dad's just,
yeah. Why would you do that?
Fuck your mum. Think you're good being a sports coach, eh? Well, I fuck your mum.
Ew.
Yeah? There she is. There's a recent vagina to prove it.
It's so awful. Honestly, I find it really, to the point where I don't know how old he is, but I want to ring social services.
Yeah.
Because well, that's some sort of...
I don't think you need social services, but yeah, that's...
Monkey that.
Yeah, I think he just wanted, for some reason, wanted to show his son a photo of his naked mom.
Yeah.
I don't know why
Your
he
mom
would do
feels
that.
A bit left out, son. You haven't paid her a compliment in a while. You know she had her tits done. And you've not even mentioned it.
And now you're leaving home. You're going to go and get your own sports coach, whatever the fuck your job was at the beginning of this story. You got your own girlfriend now, you're growing up. Look, hey, have a look. Hey, look, never forget where you came from. There's a recent vagina.
Would you get over the recent
just so
vagina?
Funny, just so funny that it was just recent.
If you're taking pictures of me in my 60s,
stop right there. No. No. No chance. I'm all right.
You answered. Oh, right. Okay. Because I was going to say I would hate that. But you answered really quickly. Yeah. And that's upset us a little bit.
Really?
Why
yeah.
won't
Sums
you?
Sums you up. Sums you up. Something you didn't want me to do. But now I've said I don't want to do it. And you're yeah.
I'm offended.
Yeah. I'd take you back to me beef. Yeah.
Why
Stick
won't
an
you?
Opinion
why,
when it's not needed.
Why are you not going to take any pictures of me? We're going to go in a full circle, me and you.
No.
I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Where vanilla is out now, right? I mean, it's always enjoyable. It's always very lovely and nice.
All right, don't go all Jada Pinkett Smith on us. Don't start fucking digging us out.
It's always lush.
No wonder he's at an awards ceremony slapping every cunt. He's fucking miserable.
Stop it. Stop it. No, but we are. No, you know, we're a man. We haven't got time for all that bullshit. But I think one day we're going to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be taking pictures of me. Right. Put them in the Burns diaries.
Yeah.
We're going to be kinky as out and I can see it happening.
Okay, good.
I can.
Right.
I'm excited.
Don't hold your breath.
I mean, I might, Chris.
You'll be dead in about 6 minutes.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, both. The most recent conversations about job titles becoming insane reminded me of my dad's first job.
Okay.
He is in his 60s and told me years ago he first worked as a deep water cleansing technician. I don't know when he decided to refer back to the role as that, but he was a pot wash at a pub in his teen years.
A deep water cleansing.
It's Joe technician. From Bristol. Thank you, Joe.
That's very good. Pot washer in a pub. Fantastic. Don't know what's deep. It's not deep. What's he talking about? Deep water? It's not deep. Sink? It's like a foot deep?
They're pretty deep. My dad used to wash dishes.
Right. I used to wash dishes as well. It's a fucking sink.
But it's a pretty deep sink to do all the dishes,
like
and you've got
sink.
That hose
it's a big
in there.
One. Yeah, yeah. That hose, invaluable. That.
I know. Well, we had one in the
Could have done one then when I was washing the skillet today. I wouldn't have been fucking knackered.
Mm. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I was just listening to episode 161 and the Dawn's Dead / Dawn's Dad story.
Yes.
Remember Dawn's Wonderful. Dead. It reminded me of something hilarious that happened last year when my grandma passed away. In brackets, not a sentence I ever thought I'd say after the death of a loved one.
Yeah, but you know, but, well, you know.
You know. Grandma lived out in Florida, and at the time, COVID laws meant we weren't allowed to travel to help with her funeral. So we had to participate through pre-recorded videos and watch through Zoom.
Oh,
and
it says,
in brackets, most bizarre experience ever, seeing her open casket over video call.
Foxy.
0 out of 10 would not recommend.
Yes.
Oh, it's awful. No. So what? Many awful stories. Anyway, she was Jamaican, worked in Canada and Ireland, brought children up in England, moved to New York for a while, and then settled in Florida.
Jesus.
So it's safe to say there were a lot of people all over the world who wanted to celebrate her life with us over Zoom.
Aye.
Oh, what a life. That sounds amazing. Oh. Many of whom we didn't know or recognise.
Such a shame they couldn't have all been in the same place, though, because that would have been amazing.
Oh, there's some terrible stories of funerals over COVID.
Oh, yeah, babies getting baptised with fucking water pistols and all kinds. Just yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a time I'm going to look back on fondly, if I'm honest with you.
No one
will. Absolutely not.
No one will.
As you may imagine, it was a cameras-off scenario. Nobody wants the awkwardness of sobbing on a video call.
Mm-hmm.
However, at one point, we noticed someone had turned their camera on, clearly by accident, and was walking around their house. It was a little uncomfortable as the yellow line around his screen kept lighting up, which was a bit distracting. This isn't a work call where you can just go about your daily business while pretending to listen, mate. This is a funeral.
Yeah.
Anyway, we tried to ignore it. My dad, joking, said, "Let's just hope he doesn't go to the toilet." Lo and behold, Dad had jinxed it. Within the next minute, on the screen appeared this random man's toilet. He was about to poo live on Zoom at a funeral.
So he's taking his camera around with him. He's four nice.
Him. So he took it in the toilet with him.
Oh my God!
Dad, Mum, my brother and I couldn't breathe from laughing so much. I think we must have missed a good solid 5 minutes of people saying nice things about my grandma because we were hiding in our shirts and gasping for air. Luckily, we didn't actually see him use the toilet. As he sat down to do his grief poo, we just saw the floor and then he must have realised because he turned his camera off. His grief poo. I know my grandma would also have been cackling away like a naughty school kid at the back of the class, so we felt a little less guilty not to be concentrating. Hope you enjoyed that little tale.
That's brilliant.
I know.
Going for a live shit at a Zoom funeral. Oh my word.
Awful that. I wonder how he knew her.
Oh God. What amount, like, where, at what point did he realise he had the camera on? At what point must he have realised?
Probably. It's the same. So this happened to me recently, right?
Do you Sorry?
Know? No, it's not very a specific. Shit. No, no.
We've all been there.
So the window cleaners were here
recently.
Uh-huh. I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Doing, I don't remember what I was doing. Pick me nose, right? Pick me nose. And then I remember that they were here and I did like a, I've just picked my nose, where are they?
Oh.
And I had a look around. So I think he's gone to the toilet and he's gone, shit, is my camera on?
Yeah.
Just like a double check thing.
Yeah.
And then he's realised.
I don't care. It's very disrespectful to go for a shit.
Massively.
So disrespectful.
He's walking around and everything. It's terrific.
Yeah. You can't just, you, it's like you walk around the house pottering on while you've got an episode of Housewives or whatever on your iPad. You can't do that with someone's funeral.
No, terrible.
God.
Some people though love funerals, don't they? Some people go to anyone's funeral.
Okay.
They do.
Keep going.
I think it's an old school thing.
Yeah.
I feel really uncomfortable going to a funeral, obviously, because it's just a bit uncomfortable. But back in the day, like, you know, nanas and parents and that would just rock up at funerals of people because it's to show respect.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit like, well, I haven't seen them for years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, yeah, just friend of a friend of a friend will turn up. Well, you know, it's good to give people a good
turn. No, I get that. I get that. But I think it's something that you've got to learn as you get older.
Are you not thinking of in The Sopranos where Uncle Junior is on house arrest and he's only allowed out for funerals, so he just starts going through the obituaries?
That is
the
very
paper.
True. Yeah, that just, was quite funny.
Just friends of a friend of a friend. He just keeps going to funerals. It's his only social life. Fucking amazing.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want another ick?
Always.
Love these icks.
Love an icks. Like, love an icks right now. I have not stopped thinking about the picking up a ping pong ball one.
I know, you've mentioned that a lot.
So funny. So funny.
It's true, though. It's awful. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. Quick one for you here. I was listening to a recent episode where you guys were discussing the peculiar things that give you the ick and thought you might enjoy hearing about my latest ick moment. Mm-hmm. I was recently in the hairdresser's and couldn't help but notice when an extremely attractive man walked into the salon for a haircut.
Yeah.
Nice. One of the stylists proceeded to sit him down for a shampoo so he was ready for his cut. And when he was shown back to his seat afterwards, the stylist placed a towel around his shoulders to soak up any drips. It was at this moment when the ick was unlocked. The stylist walked off for a few moments to deal with another client, leaving him in the chair by himself with wet hair and a towel around him. I then spotted him awkwardly using the towel to wipe up the droplets of water that were running down his forehead, and it made me want to actually vomit.
That's so fucking unfair!
I think it was the way he scanned his eyes around the salon to see if anybody noticed him doing this that really sealed the deal.
Why is that an ick? He's got water dry. What's he supposed to do? Just sit there like a fucking window in a storm?
I kind of get it.
No!
Right, okay, well, I had indeed noticed, and his good looks were now completely worthless as the sight of this man fumbling around with a soggy towel made me actually want to chunder.
Honestly, women, yous are so fucking hard to please. In some, it's ridiculous how fast a woman can go off a blow.
But there is something, why is it? Why? So he's gone to get his little hair, little wash, right? Yeah. He's sat up, he's got his little towel on, he's just drying up his hair.
So is he supposed to sit there? Is he supposed to sit there with water just pissing down his face like a fucking psychopath?
Maybe he could have got it and like towel dried it a bit.
Yeah.
Rather than just dabbing like his forehead. Just like, oh.
Right, sweet. I don't know. It's the fact that he just dabbed across his forehead. Have I told you, I must have mentioned how I icked all of the girls in my class in one go on the first day of school.
Reminders? I think you have.
Yeah, I think I've told it on the podcast.
Yeah, come on. What?
So a girl in my school told me like a couple of years later, who I was friends with, that all of the girls in my form class, apparently, when I first went to Horton Comp, all fancied us on the first day. They all fancied us, and I could have had how dare you? I was a good looking lad.
Could have had. Worst.
No, it's just phrase. No. I could have had a great time being. Like,
oh, right,
you know,
okay, sorry.
Just a bit of a school stud. Who's he going out with now? Who's he going out with now? Where he? No, I turned apparently during the class, the first day of school, and said to everyone, I can't wait to chew some chewing gum and stick it under the desk.
Yeah, I've said this, yeah. I think.
And apparently all of the girls in the class immediately didn't fancy me anymore, and that was the first time, basically, that I knew you could turn everyone off by just being yourself.
Yourself. Why were you excited about sticking it under the desk?
I've seen it on telly and that.
Oh, my God.
Chewing gum
Do you know you could
tables?
Have done that anyway? Like, you could have done it on a park bench.
Yeah, but
you
I was in the place to do it now, though. It was
great.
Like school, wasn't it?
Awful. Yeah. You were never the school stud. That's like me saying I was the luscious lass in school.
Excuse me, for a good five minutes, I was the class stud until I opened my mouth and realised what kind of person I was. And you were the school hottie until that time you shat yourself and went home with it in your knickers. So we've all made mistakes.
But then let's just fast forward to year 11. Mm-hmm. I won the best bum.
Yeah.
In a class.
Yeah. Still,
it's only about six lads.
Still can't believe the teachers put that competition together. Very questionable behaviour by the teachers in that school. It was the lads in the class. I'm joking.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Third time she's had to do that. I wasn't going to tell you, but three times we've had to redo that because she kept fucking it up. Unbelievable. Guys, thank you so, so much for listening. As always, please continue to get in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, especially if you had sex with a maid in a hotel, because I think you're lying. I don't think you have. I don't think it happens.
Oh, yeah, we're going to find out. We'll
find it out. We'll find it out next
Hopefully
week.
Hopefully we'll remember.
Maybe, yes. We're not pissed, so it should be okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.